Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Office of South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and President Trump have reaffirmed the need to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table. Mr. Trump had tweeted earlier in the week that talking is not the answer after Pyongyang's latest missile launch. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Those options, both President Trump and Sanders have repeatedly stated, include military action. Before visiting Texas and Louisiana today, President Trump asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery from Hurricane Harvey, which hit the Gulf Coast a week ago, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain, displacing more than 1 million people, and claiming the lives of at least 39 others. Meantime, tens of thousands of people remain in evacuation centers throughout the region. And several areas across South Asia have been hard hit by monsoon flooding. VOA's Philip Alexio is following the story.
Monsoons have flooded India's commercial capital this week, toppling a building. The destruction claimed at least 32 lives. Karachi, Pakistan, saw heavy rain Thursday, and storms were expected across the country for several days. Bangladesh and Nepal have also experienced severe flooding that forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. In total, this monsoon season has killed more than 1,200 people across South Asia. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. About 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week, almost all of them Muslim insurgents. Members of the minority Rohingya Muslim community, however, have reported attacks on their villages that left scores dead and forced thousands to flee. Vikram Nehru with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace tells VOA this could be the biggest crisis Western Myanmar has ever faced.
There is real concern that it is a tinderbox and it could explode at any time. Unfortunately, the reaction of the military to what were clearly unjustified killings that need to be condemned by this group of militants. Nevertheless, the reactions of the military have been out of proportion, and I think the Burmese government should realize the more oppressive the armed forces are in that area, the worse is going to be the reaction from the militants.
People began flowing out of their villages in Rakhine on August the 25th, came after a group of Muslim insurgents launched a series of attacks on police posts. There are reports that Myanmar security authorities responded with brutal raids on Rohingya villages. The Somali government has asked the United States to provide immediate military assistance because it says Al-Shabaab militants are plotting to supply uranium to Iran. In a letter addressed to the U.S. ambassador to Somalia, the Somali foreign minister said the militant group has captured uranium deposits in the central part of the country. The letter says the issue presents a problem for the larger global community and will not be constrained within the borders of Somalia. U.S.-backed fighters in Raqqa, Syria, say they have taken the last districts of the old city from the Islamic State jihadists. We get more now from VOA's Mary Mata.
Talal Sello, a spokesman for the SDF, told AFP the coalition fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. The SDF began its campaign to recapture the former de facto capital of the so-called IS caliphate in June with the help of U.S. air support. A U.S. military spokesman has said he has not yet been able to confirm whether the city's been retaken. Mary Mata, VOA News.
For the second consecutive month, the number of refugees coming to the United States has dropped to its lowest level in more than a decade. This time last year, the U.S. refugee program looked dramatically different as the country ramped up efforts to resettle displaced Syrians. Two executive orders by President Trump and the ensuing legal challenges have curbed the program's original cap for the fiscal year. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.